BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM. 11 o'clock the time, time for World on 3, presented by Mary-Ann Kennedy.
So very obviously born in the Louisiana dance halls. One of Cajun music's royal families returning to the WOMAD Festival this year. Last year, it was the Savoie Family Cajun Band cooking up the flavours of Louisiana on stage and in the WOMAD Taste the World Kitchen to boot. And son of Mark and Anne Savoie, Wilson, is back at the Charlie Gillett Open Stage this year with his brand of new generation Cajun, the Pineleaf Boys. And that comes from an album co-produced by his brother Joel. So, plenty to look forward to on the WOMAD and other festival fronts here on World on 3 tonight with me, Mary-Ann Kennedy. And having been in Ireland last week for that most elegant session from the Voice Squad, it's voices again that have brought me to the BBC studios in Glasgow, or one voice in particular, that of Jake Cogan, who'll be talking about, amongst other things, why singers return time and again, as she has, to the songs of Robert Burns. Voices is what did it to for writer, scholar and musician herself, Jan Fairley, who died just a few weeks ago. I'll be remembering her a little later on in the show. And of course, I can't possibly forget the big anniversary tomorrow. That would have been Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday. And with that in mind, I'm going to carry on with a new release from one of the folk revival stalwarts that sang with Woody in the 50s and 60s, Tom Paley, one of the original new Lost City Ramblers, whose music went straight to the heart of their old-time inspirations without dressing it up as some of the other bands of the time did. 84 years old now, London-based, and still very much going strong. Tom's old-time moonshine review shows him still to be in very fine form, especially when considering the family tree of the one who claims to have all the best tunes. ¶¶
I'll tell you now the reason you haven't seen me much this season, and I haven't been coming to your room. But I'm having both fun and troubles with the lovely Beelzebubbles, the daughter of a reckon you know whom. She's millennia older than the other gals I've been with, but her body is astonishingly youthful, and her sexual habits are rather like a rabbit's, so she's loads of fun to be with, to be truthful. Saturday I was glad when I finally met her dad, though I went there with a certain hesitation. Now he may be quite a lad, but he really ain't so bad for a fellow with his kind of reputation. Now there's no need to wonder just whose spell I am under, but I promise what I'm telling you is true. Beelzebub's lass should kick me out upon my ass, then I promise, dear, I'll come right back to you.
Calling me on this full moonlit Canadian night, and I'm far away from home and I'm on the roam, and I'm singing a song. Why the crickets are calling me on this full moonlit Canadian night, and there's a whisper in the willows and she's calling me. There's a whisper in the willows and she's calling me. Left my baby on a flat front step, left her reeling and rocking, cause we ain't dead yet. Left the heart in the world, assuring a little girl that I won't forget. But honey, baby, sweetie pie, I gotta live, gotta go, gotta get free, my hoes, and I count my little toes, and I know that 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 we ain't dead yet. Why the crickets are calling me on this full moonlit Canadian night, And your memory's following me on this full moonlit Canadian night.
Tom Paley and the New Moonshine Review was followed by the Canadian Moonlight of Petunia and the Vipers, surely the only vintage country act with its roots in Vancouver's punk scene and a yodel to rival Frank Ifield. Plans underway to bring Petunia to the UK in 2013. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, and this next album has brought together some of the Sahara's finest musicians to draw attention to the ongoing conflict in northern Mali, where Malian army, Tuareg and Islamist groups continue each to claim the upper hand, and where well over 200,000 people have been displaced from their homelands, refugees in Algeria, Mauritania, Niger and Burkina Faso. The cast list of the album is stellar. Tanariwen, Tamikrest, Etran Finatawa, Bombino, Tartet, so many of whose songs speak of a desire for peace and coexistence. And of course, many of those musicians have been involved themselves in previous chapters of the conflict. The album is called Songs for Desert Refugees, with money going to charities that work in the region. And here's one of the other bands from the collection, the Ibrahim Joe Experience. He hails from the town of Agalhok, one of the worst hit in the current rebellion.
What name is what wattin' the gaffy win is what wattin' the gaffy win.
Senegal's Djabel Sissoko from his current album Kanabori Siyama, followed on from the Malian Desert Refugee Collection released on Germany's Glitterhouse Records. Djabel will be joining us on the Radio 3 stage at Charlton Park in Wiltshire in 2 weeks' time for the opening day of WOMAD. Also taking part on that Friday will be Quebecois friends Jonty Corum and English folk star Seth Lakeman. Michel Mondron will be travelling from his home in Cap Verde for his UK debut. That follows on from a beautiful session for Lucy Duran and World Roots out on the road in 2009. And the classical Mugam traditions of Azerbaijan will also be brought to us by this next artist, Nazaket Teymurova, a state-honoured performer and soloist with the country's opera and ballet theatre.
Thank you.
Nazaket Teymurova with Ashikam, I Fell in Love, from her album simply called Mugam, out on Felmy Records. And be sure to join us on air over that last weekend of July with myself, Lopa Katari, Andrew McGregor and Lucy Duran for comprehensive coverage of the festival here on BBC Radio 3. You're listening to World on 3 with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy, in my hometown of Glasgow for tonight's show, in order to be able to catch a session from my guests tonight, a Lanarkshire-born lass whose voice and songs have been quietly but quite definitely grabbing attention over the past couple of years. Jake Cogan is with me in the Pacific Key studio with our band, and they're going to start out with one of the songs of Robert Burns, which features on her new album, Parcel of Rogues. This is I Walk in O.
A pleasant time, flowers of every color, water runs under the hill, and I long for my true lover. I
Jake Cogan and her band playing in session for me here on World on 3 with one of the best known songs of Robert Burns featured on her new album, Parcel o' Rogues. And she's just joining me over at the table here in Studio 1 of Pacific Key. Jake, what is it you think that consistently and seems time and again to attract singers and even songwriters to the songs of Robert Burns?
Well, I would say it's probably a lot of the writing just is timeless in their concepts and in their delivery, and that's probably why singers are drawn to them, and that they're a lot of the best songs ever written, really, and everybody knows that. Well, maybe not everybody.
Your own album, Parcel o' Rogues, is a collection of all Burns. Is it not quite a daunting prospect for a young singer and one starting to make their mark to make, I'm just going to say it, yet another Burns album? Mm-hmm. How do you approach something like that and put your own, well, Guinea stamp on it?
Well, you're right, it is a daunting prospect, and it is one that I didn't take it lightly, and a lot of research went into it, and a lot of time and thought went into the song choices. And I suppose as well what I wanted to do, because I think so often, especially in Scotland, the way that people portray Burns material is often very, very traditional, and I think a lot of the times his actual concepts were not exactly traditional. They were more forward-thinking than a lot of people seem to portray his stuff as. So
he also is portrayed very much as a man of certain tastes and desires. How does a woman approach Robert Burns' songs?
Well, there was a few interesting discoveries in the research, I'll tell you that. Some of which I decided not to record in its original form, because I don't think we would ever have got those played, to be honest. So there was one tune that I was going to do, What Can a Young Lassie Do with an Old Man? But then it just didn't work out arrangement-wise and stuff, so I left it out. But I was going to try and attempt some of that risky stuff, but just didn't fit with the rest of the choices. So.
Well, some of them are kind of no-brainer choices. You know, I Walk in O, Green Grow the Rushes, and my own personal favourite, Westland Winds, and ones that people go back to time and again. But there are slightly more unusual ones, and some of the sort of overtly political ones as well. Yeah. Tell me about the choice behind those more unusual ones.
Are you referring to the likes of Parcel o' Rogues and those ones? Well, especially with Parcel o' Rogues, I was kind of brought up with that song, and you know, it used to get sung in the house at New Year and all that, but I'd kind of forgotten about it, and then I got asked to do this BBC programme a wee while ago, and it just popped into my head, and I wasn't even sure if it actually was a Burns song, so I went and checked it out, and of course it was. And I have my political tendencies as well, and you know, so...
So for folks that won't necessarily have listened to it in context, just set the scene for us, because this is the next song you're going to sing.
Burns wrote it about when Scotland's independence, you know, was handed over, and I think the message is in the song. And for me, a lot of people and a lot of the versions that already exist are very, how can you say?
Tub-thumping.
Yeah. And to me, when you read the words on their own, it's more a mournful kind of tune to me, or that's the way I interpreted the words of it anyway.
There's an element of bittersweetness and missed opportunity, perhaps, as well as that kind of rabble-raising.
Yeah, and that's why I sort of approached it the way I did.
Okay. Well, before you sing the song, will you introduce us as well to your own personal Parcel o' Rogues playing with you in the studio tonight?
Yes, I certainly will. Well, I'll go that way. This is Mr. Ian Bruce on acoustic guitar, and usually you get, well, I'm used to doing this like every night recently. There's usually a bit of that in between. And Emily Peppers on violin, and Mr. Craig McFadden on double bass, and Mr. Jed Potts on acoustic guitar, and I think just lap steel today, sometimes electric guitar as well.
Okay, well, I can't really offer you the applause because it'll sound a bit puny, but I can ask you to take the mic again for this next song.
shame. Farewell, our ancient glory. Farewell, even to our Scottish name. Say, famed in martial story. Sacrons o'er the Solway sands, Tweed runs to the ocean to mark where England's province stands. Such a parcel of rogues in a nation. What force our Gael could not subdue through many warlike ages is wrought now by the coward few. For Highland traitors' wages, the English steel we could disdain, secure gold has been our bane. Such a parcel of rogues in a nation. Seen the day that treason thus would sell us. My old gray heat has lain in clay. We bruise and a parcel of rogues in a nation.
A song timely now as it was when it was written, thanks to Jake Cogan and the band. More from them in this session at Pacific Key in Glasgow later on here on World on 3, where you're listening to me, Marianne Kennedy. Now, this next album was always going to be something of a love-hate job. With me coming from the land that spawned bagpipe-inspired bands with a twist, bands like Salsa Celtica or the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you'd think I wouldn't have a problem with bagpipes going off and doing strange and wonderful things. But this album from Cuban-Jamaican piper Wilbur Calvert was not exactly an easy encounter for me, although there is something rather cool about a player breaking the musical rules, or not being bound by them anyway. And these are, after all, the Galician Gaita, not the great Highland Jobs.
Thank you.
a recent farewell there in the Scatolites, the band at the roots of ska and reggae. They lost one of their last founding members, Lloyd Brevett, back in May, just a couple of weeks after the fatal shooting of his son, O'Keen. This leaves Lester Starling as last man standing and still playing with the current touring lineup of the band. That was King Solomon from their latest album out on Rass Records. It's called Walk With Me. Before that was Wilbur Calvert from his album Diaspora, produced and released by Latin jazzer Alex Wilson. Now, there are often times when a programme like this remembers the passing of someone in the musical firmament, but it's always harder when it's someone who was a vibrant part of your own particular corner of the universe. I think, though, that Jan Fairley's star burned particularly brightly, connecting various corners of life in some way that bent all the rules of relativity. Jan, who died last month in Edinburgh, was a musician, a writer, a DJ, a broadcaster, a traveller and a voracious absorber of life-affirming music and experience, a passionate communicator who carved the way for world music on air, in particular on Radio Scotland with her Earthbeat programme in the early 90s. Without herself, I'm quite sure I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. Jan loved people, loved their right to live in a fair and democratic world. She loved her hens and their right to a fox-free world in our garden. Loved, above all, to sing and dance. Fought for a welcome in Scotland to 1973's Chilean refugees. Whatever she did with a full heart. I'll miss her and her generous friendship and sharing of knowledge and joy very much. And I'm glad to have this last curated collection of her beloved flamenco to remember just why she was so good at what she did. A 3-CD beginner's guide from traditional roots to iconic collaborations such as Songhai, with flamenco band Kitama meeting Malian kora master Tumani Djabati.
realidad. Ahí ve un arco vivo entre la tierra y el cielo, la estrella y la luna.
Gracias a la vida me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado. Y en las multitudes, el hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario, con las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano, y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha de mis pies cansados. Con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón que agita su marco cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro el bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos claros. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado así, yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto, y el canto de ustedes que es el mismo canto, el canto de todos que es mi propio canto. Gracias a la vida, gracias a la vida.
A woman's signature song on so many levels. Mercedes Sosa there with Violeta Parra's Thanks to Life, sung at Jan Fairley's funeral a couple of weeks ago in Edinburgh by Chilean 70s arrival and longtime friend Carlos Arredondo. At Jan's command, ever her style, to the very end. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And looking ahead to the madness that is the Edinburgh Festival season, the wonderful a cappella quartet from Sweden, Kongero, are going to be in town for a couple of gigs at the Fringe, at the Acoustic Music Centre at St Bride's, and also at the best Boho house concert venue in the capital, at the now near legendary Douglas's Studio. Theirs will be a Scottish-only visit this time around, with other gigs just up the road from me, that's in relative Highland terms, in Glenuig and as far south as Paisley and Kilbarchan. Worth getting to hear them live wherever you might be, and checking out St Bride's as a centre of rootsy gigs during the Fringe if you're visiting or if you're there.
Shall we give to have you home? relation to between the moon and the sun. You're by far the most fun thing, and I love what you do. Solitude is magnificently overrated. Solitude is magnificently
lots of visitors to the Edinburgh Festival this summer. A summer hymn from Sweden's Kongoro First, with an oasis of calm before the impending festival mayhem. And followed by Australia's Flap, introduced to these shores by Marcus Britton, erstwhile of the wonderful Orchestra del Sol. And Flap will be taking up residence in the Spiegel Tent for their Edinburgh stint. But they're in the UK for the next few weeks as well, with gigs at the Marlborough Jazz Festival tomorrow night and Frome Festival on Sunday. And next up is a compact and bijou festival in the bonniest of settings, launched by accordionist extraordinaire Myrit Green, best known for her duo work with multi-instrumentalist Anna Massey. Myrit launches the Summer Isles Festival next Saturday the 21st in her home village of Acheltibui in Westeros, overlooking the Summer Islands there. Myrit is a musician who's remained totally connected with her roots, and it's great to see her investing again in her local community, as she has done in the past with projects like her Celtic Connections New Voices Commission, Passing Places, an evocation of the Coigeach, the area surrounding her as she grew up. The Passing Places are, of course, also those wee side berths in the single-track roads in the Highlands, marked out by iconic diamond-shaped signs. And if you do happen to be driving along our delightful roads up north through the summer, remember therefore allowing folks to overtake you as well. That way it will all be much nicer to you at the end of the journey.
Thank you. I thought he was an angel bride, come tripping down so low, saying, "Kind sir, I'm a country boy, and modest to me he plied, and I daily labor for my bread down by the tanyard side. He's the neatest little country boy that ever my eyes did spy, and he'd have made a girl a bonny bride down by the tanyard side. So red and rosy was his cheek, and amber was his hair, and his two pretty eyes like diamonds shine as my hands pass through his hair. It is 12 long months since first we met, so early in the spring, when the small birds they do whistle loud, the nightingale sing, the nightingale do and if ever I return again, I'll take that boy inside, and I'll roll him in my very own arms down by side. I will roll him in my very own arms down by the tanyard side.
What a quite beautiful album, an idiosyncratic but quite compelling interpretation of traditional song from Sam Lee, who, amongst other things, in immersing himself in British folk music, apprenticed himself to the great traveller singer Stanley Robertson. That was the Tanyard Side from his new album, Ground of Its Own, and I think I'd be hard-pressed to encounter something more arresting in English folk this year. So it's just as well I'm in Scotland just now and in Glasgow for another captivating voice, that of Jake Cogan, who's playing live in session for us here on World on 3. Joined by her band, this is another of the Robert Burns songs on her new album, Parcel of Rogues. This is Awa Wigs, Awa. One, two, one, two.
Wigs of war, a war, wigs of war, you're but a pack of traitor lins, you'll do no good at all. A war, wigs of war, a war, wigs of war, you're but a pack of traitor lins, you'll do no good at all. Your thistles flourish, fresh and fair, and bonny bloomed the roses. Wigs came like a frost in June and weathered door posies. Our ancient crowns fawn in the dust, the devil blind them stood it. Write their names in his black book, we key the wigs paroded. A war, wigs, a war, a war, wigs, a war. You're but a pack of traitor lins, you'll be. Sad decay in church and state surpasses my describing. The wigs came o'er us for a curse we had nae done with thriving. A war, wigs, a war, a war, wigs, a war. You're but a pack of traitor lins, you'll be nae good at all. Long has ta'en a nap, but we may see him walking. God help the day when royal heats are hunted like a mocking. A war, wigs, a war, a war, wigs, a war. You're but a pack of traitor lins, you'll be no good at all. A war, wigs, a war, a war, wigs, a war. You're but a pack of traitor lins, you'll be no good at all. A war, a war, wigs, 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 a war. A war, wigs, a war.
Jake Cogan and the band in session for me here on World on 3 in Studio 1 of Pacific Key here at the BBC's headquarters for BBC Scotland in Glasgow. And Jake just sneaking back across the studio here. Now, you mentioned just earlier about the Parcel of Rogues and hearing it being sung in the house at party times. And is music a big part of your family background then?
I would say it is, aye. In a lot of ways, everybody always sang. A lot of my cousins are musicians and in bands and stuff like that. So it would usually be the 1st of January in my Auntie Trisha's singing all night.
Last man standing, or last woman standing.
I usually am. That's kind of the way that's the way I roll, so to speak.
Now, you're based in Edinburgh now, but you're from Lanarkshire originally.
Yeah.
But you've got Irish roots as well.
Yep, I was brought up in Wishaw, of all places. And
that's allowed.
Somebody's got to be for there. So, yep, there's Irish in my family in the background, and my dad was the youngest of nine, and I'm the youngest of 40-odd cousins on that side, and we were all brought up a pretty big family. So,
is that where the songwriting side comes out of, to some extent, to make that youngest voice heard in some way?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of my family are singers and stuff as well and do it for a living and whatever. But I think songwriting-wise, I was always one for writing stories and having books and writing things. And I sort of realised that I could sing and I decided to put it together.
The musicians that you have playing for you in the session tonight, and also because it's a slightly different lineup on the album, mm-hmm. it's a kind of crossover between the sort of folky world and the slightly indie world that seems to coexist very happily up here in Scotland. Is it something that is a conscious thing, or are folk kind of travelling the same path, discovering the same music?
I don't really know. I mean, I suppose we've been playing a lot of folk clubs and those kind of venues, but I don't really pay too much attention to anything like that. I just sort of do whatever comes out whenever it comes out. But I think as well, a lot of the influences when I was growing up were more, you know, kind of American influences, actually. You know, I was brought up with like Jackson Browne and people like that, David Lindley and stuff. And so I think there's definitely an element of that. But I think that's just influence.
You've attracted the attention of very strong voices, both singing-wise and writing-wise, folks like Dick Gochan. Are there inspirations on home turf as well that you would look to, beyond your sort of immediate family circle?
Well, he would be one of them, aye, but I didn't actually know who he was and I got asked to come and support him at a gig in Gala Shields, and that was when I met him, and I didn't know any of his music at all at that time, but then I later realised that a lot of the tunes that we were singing in the house at New Year were stuff of his, and my family were aware of his stuff, but I was maybe just too young to know who it was.
Now, you've been out gigging this album fairly busily of late, and you have a few more gigs coming up in a couple of weeks' time down south.
Yeah.
24th in Great Torrington in Devon, and the 26th in near Morpeth at Rothbury Roots, and the 27th at the Heath Arts Centre in Horsley. Mm-hmm. How do you find Burn Songs received beyond Scottish shores? Do folk hear them differently?
A lot of the times I prefer the an English audience, to be honest. I find a lot of, I know that's a stinker, isn't it?
I actually thought that was very smart given where you're just about to go gigging.
No, it's actually true, because I find they get involved a lot more than in some places up here. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some great audiences up here as well, but they like to heckle and stuff, which I enjoy down south. So if you're coming to the gig, heckle away, I'll respond.
Well, you've heard the invitation right here. Let's have one more song, Jake. This is the opener to the album, and another really bonny one, Afton Water. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
disturb not her dream. Gently, sweet river, the theme of my lays. My Mary's asleep by thy murmuring stream. Flow gently, sweet Afton, disturb not her dream. Thank you.
Thanks a million again to Jake Hogan and the band, and also to Chris McConaughey, who is engineering the session for us here at BBC Pacific Quay in Glasgow. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3. And back at the beginning of the show tonight, I played a track from one of the original New Lost City Ramblers, Tom Paley, part of the US folk revival of the 50s. The daddy of them all back then was, of course, the Dust Bowl troubadour himself, Woody Guthrie, who had been and seen it all through the Great Depression and beyond. He would have been 100 years old today, and this version of his alternative national anthem is included in a Smithsonian Folkways label collection to celebrate this anniversary. It includes the rarely heard and heartfelt verse on private property, although it's still not quite as upfront as a later variation that he adapted that came closer still to his political convictions.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was a-sounding, this land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust cloud rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. Thank you.
Happy 100th birthday first to Woody Guthrie, who was followed by the young Cape Breton fiddler Chrissy Crowley, following also in the footsteps of her revered fiddling grandfathers. Chrissy will be opening the Radio 3 stage on Saturday morning at WOMAD, where through the day as well, you'll be able to hear Valley legend Justin Valley collaborating with longtime Malagasy devotee Paddy Bush. London's own klezmer band Shikoyach will be joining us, as will Tuareg guitarist Abdullah Umbadugu, and we'll also have a set from the fabulous young Scots Breebach. You can check out the whole lineup and programme schedule for the WOMAD weekend at the Radio 3 website. Hope to see you there. This is Mary Ann Kennedy with World on 3, and this next release is another farewell. Zani Djabati was the founder back in 1969 of Mali's Super Jata Band, with its music rooted in the music and traditions of the south of the country. Zani was in Paris at the end of 2010 working on this new album when he very sadly had a stroke and died. He had been, in his day, part of one of the bands who took Western audiences by storm at a time when others of the West African big bands were kind of on the wane, and he had continued to play and teach back home in Bamako for the past two decades. So it's perhaps fitting that his departure should have been right in the midst of what he loved doing. So here is Zani Djabati and Les Héritiers with Tientalo from his swan song album, Djamo.
Thank you.
The London-based Afro-funk band Konkoma, whose music is based around the talents of two Ghanaians, Alfred Bannerman and Emmanuel Rentsos. Their new album on Soundway Records was released just last month. Thanks to Jake Cogan and the band for the session tonight, to Chris McConaughey in the studio and to Roger Short producing the show here at Glasgow's Pacific Quay. Lopa Katari's back next week and, of course, we'll both be joining you in 2 weeks' time, along with Lucy Duran and Andrew McGregor, for a weekend of world music from the Arboretum at Charlton Park for the WOMAD Festival. On World Roots this Sunday night, you can hear Lucy in the Malian capital Bamako discussing the West African post-independence musical explosion of the 60s and 70s, with a new popular music at its heart, blending contemporary with indigenous tradition. Amongst the bands featured will be Guinea's Keletigi Esse Tambarini. So I'll leave you with this song of love and loss amidst the trawl for work in hard times from themselves. Cigarette Allumette. Good night.
Travail, mesdames Chita, pas fin passé au travail à la misère pour une jeune nation, pas de travail, et les pitopatules, où que tu rues. cache ma moi, ma imoule, pas moi ni pas bobito. Dos moi bonheur, sous complexe au pas moi. Aïe, 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 maman chérie moi, yo ti pito pour moi. Parfum pas ses misères. Depuis matin, où lève sa jule. Les houdoulés, tout le tulot ma jule. C'est jule, c'est jule. Gwende badai, gwende badai, gwende badai. Pas de chamkaï expliqué. C'est moi qu'on connais, c'est moi qu'on connais. C'est moi qu'on connaît, chacun préfère sauver moi sa monsieur.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Lieder by Richard Strauss and Mendelssohn's Reformation Symphony are an hour away, but I'm starting today at the 2011 Bodensee Festival. I can't think of any other single festival we feature on this programme that takes place in three different countries, but the reason here is simple. Bodensee is the stretch of water that we know in English as Lake Constance, with shores in Germany, Austria and Switzerland. And our southwest German radio colleagues have been tacking back and forth across the water regularly since the festival started in 1989. The Casal Quartet are our performers today. Schubert's Quintet is in 10 minutes, after Webern's Five Movements, Opus 5.
Thank you.
doomed to total failure in a deaf world of ignorance and indifference, Weyburn kept on cutting out his dazzling diamonds, of whose mines he had a perfect knowledge. So said Stravinsky of his contemporary, and those were Webern's five movements, Opus 5, for string quartet. Schubert's great string quintet in C major fills the next 50 minutes. Unlike Mozart, who'd chosen a second viola in his string quintets, Schubert followed Boccherini and opted for a second cello. Joining the Casal quartet here, the cellist Miklos Perenyi.
Thank you. Thank you.